Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker, earn $14.50 plus up to $425 in weekly bonuses depending on shift. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
CarMax is hiring experienced auto technicians for many of its 200-plus stores nationwide. If you're looking for a job where you can make a great living while working on the cars that you love, then CarMax is the place for you. Join CarMax to grow your technical expertise and work with state-of-the-art tools and technology. Work with the cars you love. Join CarMax. Apply today at CarMaxAutoTech.com.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.
Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker, earn $14.50 plus up to $425 in weekly bonuses depending on shift. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
CarMax is hiring experienced auto technicians for many of its 200-plus stores nationwide. If you're looking for a job where you can make a great living while working on the cars that you love, then CarMax is the place for you. Join CarMax to grow your technical expertise and work with state-of-the-art tools and technology. Work with the cars you love. Join CarMax. Apply today at CarMaxAutoTech.com.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.
Welcome back. Welcome back. This is Middays with Marcus Maven. 8150 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. You know what that feels like? That feels like about the 10th to 12th time during Groundhog Day when Bill Murray had to keep hearing that song. Wake up. This is the sound of Tobias Hopper. Nadanoff. Thank you for that one. YouTube sound just went muted. Okay, that's unmuted. Steve, while we're in here, at this very moment, could you capitalize on one of the most valuable luxuries we have?
I got it.
Temperature control is 100% one of the most valuable resources we could have in this station, especially on days like this when you get the natural greenhouse effect going. And if you agree, then you must know the DFH company is the company for you. Simply dial 968-6222. Or you can look them up online at dfhcompany.com. Look into the Mitsubishi Mini Split for that hard-to-heat, hard-to-cool room in your home. Again, 968-6222. You can look them up online at dfhcompany.com.
Also, I want to remind people, McGregor versus Poirier 3. Appreciate that text line. Mm-hmm. Is all set for UFC 264. The DraftKings Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of the USC, has a knockout offer for odds on a knockout in the first round during Saturday's main event. If the rubber match ends in a first round knockout, you walk away with cash. Just pick the main event fighter you think will win by first round knockout, and DraftKings Sportsbook will give you 264-1 odds on that fighter. That's right. Bet $1 on McGregor or Poirier to win by first round knockout, and you win $264. There's no better way to put your MMA knowledge to the test than to put your money where your mouth is with DraftKings Sportsbook. And don't worry if MMA isn't for you. DraftKings Sportsbook offers great odds, promotions on basketball, hockey, and so much more. DraftKings is safe, secure, and reliable, so you can deposit and withdraw your funds at your convenience. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code WLCO when you sign up for $1 to turn $1 into $264 when you bet on a main event fighter to win by first-round knockout. Place your bet. Watch the fist fly this weekend. That's code WLCL to turn $1 into $264. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook. But remember, you must be 21 or older. Indiana only. New customers only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. And if you get a gambling problem, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT.
One more of our most important shout-outs from one of our most important partners. Thanks to Jason and his team for bringing by lunch to the ESPN Louisville studios. It's a Witch Wednesday. Be sure to get carryout, curbside, or delivery from the Hertzborn or Brownsboro Crossing. Location for lunch and dinner. New menus here, people. Favorites like the Cali Club, the Wicket, and the Italian Grinder. Order online or on the Witch app. Witch Superior Sandwiches.
Solid.
NBA, Steve, how involved are you?
Dude, I found out who won this morning. I'm ashamed to say that.
But I want to know why.
I don't know. I guess it's not like I'm not like.
Because somewhere Phil Baker is cringing.
I know.
Because he thinks you
I know.
May represent the people. And if you represent the proletariat, then.
I don't know that I represent the people on this, like the majority. I just.
Or you just get busy getting in shape.
Well, I'm that too. But I'm kind of a snob too in the league. So it's like. The Chris Paul thing really doesn't do it for me. Mm-hmm. The Bucks really don't do it for me. I'm like,
Is it unfortunate that I still haven't given up on Jordan War?
Actually, going by Twitter, I went to bed. I thought the Bucks won. And then I woke up this morning and I saw, actually, when I got in here. No, I take that back. I heard Blankenbaker say it this morning. That was when I found out the Suns won. I was like, and I was kind of upset at myself. Because I'm like, you pissed and moaned about sports last year. It's like, you should be watching the NBA Finals. Right. And I'm like, I'm just – but again, like I said, now I am a self-professed snob in sports.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, elites.
Yeah, like I'm not – I don't really care to watch the group of five team in the playoff.
Right.
Okay, cool. I mean, yeah, we can watch them, but I mean, you can watch the first quarter. And when Alabama gets up 28-0, then we'll go home.
This is not Kentucky,
so this dude. One, it's like, it just doesn't, I don't know. It just, it's nothing really attracting me to the, I mean, now maybe, I mean, you know, hey, if Jordan Wara started for the Bucks or something, that may, like.
Every time I see them chuck up another brick, I'm like, you better get that baby a shot.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I literally watch some basketball and I'm like. There's a lot of misses that I don't think Jordan Wara would be missing.
I actually watched the Reds choke last night. I did watch that. But, like, you know, maybe if I don't hate Booker. So, uh-huh. Like, maybe if I hated Booker or something, you know, I can't stand that guy. I would have, like, Chris Paul, I'm not really a fan of. I think he's kind of a crybaby. But, mm-hmm. Like, I don't hate him, though. Like, you know, like, I mean, he's a good player.
Yeah, he doesn't move the meter enough for you to feel any kind of way about
so
him.
So I think that's kind of – actually, I do like Ayton.
Yeah, DeAndre Ayton.
Yeah, like I do. I think he's like the future big man.
I can't detach him from Arizona, though.
Yeah, I mean, that's true. But I loved him in high school.
Uh-huh.
I remember I loved him in high school watching his film. I was like, God, he's a monster, dude. And I'm glad that he
didn't go to Kentucky.
But I'm glad that he became an NBA guy because I felt like of course now it's easy to say this now
I knew
he's
it.
A top player, but but like Mo Bamba didn't really, he's not dominating in the league.
Not yet.
Like, sure, but I just really thought he was good.
He had,
and Jordan is injured. Like Jordan's not even playing right now.
I thought he was dressing now.
Oh, is he dressing now?
Yep,
okay, it might be.
Is he, Nikki? He's dressing now, right?
I thought. I know there was a sighting of him yesterday.
He was injured last series, I think, and he was in street clothes.
And again, don't. Actually, you should punch me right in the face for saying this. Oh yeah, you're fine. Go ahead. no, don't have it. Don't punch me for saying this, but I wasn't aware that Giannis played.
last night?
Yeah. I thought Giannis was out.
You were like, of course they lost. I mean, they didn't have Giannis.
I'm not watching. You know, there wasn't. If I had known Giannis was playing,
you may have.
But last night, I will say, last night I did some working out. I did some real estate class, some things I was doing. Mm. So I had the baby, and Charity was not home. So it's just like
was he confrontational?
He's always confrontational. He's crazy. What do you mean? Like, yes, no, he's insanely confrontational. So. I watched some wrestling last night. I watched the Reds and wrestling last night. That's what I watched.
Okay, so we have to move along.
Impact? You watch a little?
No, actually, last night was NXT.
Oh, no, yeah, Tuesday. God, my days are all mixed up.
No, that's fine. They did. Well, Impact was on Tuesday. It used to be on Tuesday, but now it's on Thursday, last night, NXT did the Great American Bash.
Oh, yeah.
Because they do, like, some of those. So I actually sit down and watch those. I always watch AEW. I always watch AEW.
Big fan of Dynamite.
Yeah, even if I have to record it and watch it late, I watch that all the way through. But so I did sit down and watch Great American Bash last night. So I was kind of like, that was more had my attention, man. Just
And like I said, I was just sizing up the finals basketball. I'm just amazed at the skill level.
I've watched Skip and Shannon up here, and this is what I think you're kind of going to get with this finals, though. Right now, up on the thing.
What's the title?
LeBron is world's most trolled athlete on Twitter. You know what the first topic on the show was?
I'm listening.
Should LeBron have complimented CP3 for winning? It's like this finals is not going to move the needle for a lot of people. You know, it's I'm sorry, and I'm okay if you're somebody that's like, well, hey, I enjoy seeing some new blood. Cool. I mean, good. And it's not a terrible
thing. It's one of those things. I just like a skill set of basketball.
But I'm going to say something too. I heard this morning. I agree with Jared Stillman. New blood in there. I saw the highlights.
You don't like the new uniforms either, do you?
Oh, I do. I do. But I think game one of the finals –
if it's going to be like that, it's a wrap.
It should go traditional.
Uniforms.
Yeah,
okay,
I
okay.
I think traditional kind of – because, I mean, even right now, I get what he's saying. Because, like, right now they got LeBron up there, and the picture is him in a baby blue and white jersey. Play for Carolina? You know, it's like
– right.
I just think in the finals, you probably should have went – but I love the new alternates. Like, I'm a jersey snob.
During the year.
Well, even in the finals, I'm fine with it, but I think – game one especially, you should probably.
Yeah, because you're going to need some footage to match up with the OG footage.
I didn't really realize because I've only saw pictures. Somebody told me they don't have the trophy on the court anymore. Like, even in the sides, it just says NBA Finals now. Like, that's kind of – I mean, they don't have to have it huge in the middle like they did the one time or couple times. But, like, I feel like you should try to make the courts look different. Like – the finals, you have the trophy on there. Somebody said it just said like NBA Finals on the side. I was like,
and then what, the valley in the middle?
Yeah, and then that looks kind of weird too. It's like the altar, like even, and I would say it even if it was Donovan and the Jazz, and I think their new color scheme is way better.
Yeah, the sunset look. Yeah.
But I think you'd probably have to go old school Jazz look. You know, like go with the Jazz look for game one. You know, and kind of like he was talking about the Knicks and stuff. Like, I don't want to see if the Knicks get in the finals,
right?
I don't want to see the Knicks wear like some goofy jersey. I want to see the Knicks wear
classic.
They're jerseys.
I'm with you. You should go classic, then maybe new, and then maybe a retro one.
Right. I'm cool with that. Yeah.
Definitely start. I'm 1,000%.
Yeah.
Agree more with this take.
Game one. Give me the Suns in the look. And I say it, and I didn't even watch the game, so I know somebody could be like, "Shut up, Steve."
But you literally didn't watch the game.
I know, but I'm like, game one.
But if I did watch,
give me the orange and the. I don't mind that the Suns didn't wear white.
Yeah.
I'm just going off what I heard Drew and them say. But get the orange, the purple, and then give me the Bucks.
Yeah, because you have people who have been waiting on this their entire life, they don't want to see
it. And there's some people that are totally opposite of me and love the two new teams. Like, oh, this is guys that's never been in the tournament. Like, or the finals. I think they said, like...
Yeah, they hadn't won a...
Is anybody in the finals right now, like, won
like
30 a title?
Yeah, like 30 years...
The thing I care about the most is the last time the Suns made the finals, the Cowboys won the Super Bowl.
There it is.
I'm trying to tell people, and everybody's like, oh, Steve, you say it every year. You say it every year. Okay. All right. Just keep playing with the Cowboys.
Well, let me throw this out here. We did just receive an email today. Ticket prices started just $325 and may be paid over an extended period. Louisville, Kentucky season tickets for the University of Louisville 2021-22 18-game home men's basketball schedule at the KFC Yum Center. Now available for purchase. U of L announced last week advancements in the state national health guidelines. It's full capacity. Featured in June, early top 25 rankings, including number 13 Duke, number 20 North Carolina, number 23 Virginia. We go on the road for Michigan State. Starting just around the season tickets include significant discounts over single game pricing, exclusive perks, experiences, personalized ticket, consulted communications, and more. Okay. Do we have pressure? Do we have attendance pressure, Steve?
By the way, my cousin said Crowder was the only one to ever even play in the finals. That's pretty. I guess if you're going to go all new, go all new.
That poor dude. Like he played really well.
Yeah, yeah.
He could not get a bat. He looked like me shooting out there. Really? He finished the game with 1 point. Jeez. 1 point. He got a garbage time free throw. And he only hit one of two. I felt so bad for him because he was playing well. Dude, he was a stud on the defensive end, but my God, he looked like me just rain dance, clunk.
I think I'll get more, and I want to get to that because that's a good question what you ask. I think I'll get more into it if the series goes and it becomes 2-2,
back and forth. Yeah.
I think I'll care more a little bit. But I guess if you're gonna go all new, I would rather it be all new than like just some young punks against LeBron. You know, it's like okay.
Right.
Like that Thunder series. Everybody was like, oh, this is great for basketball. The Thunder upset the Spurs and somebody else, and now it's going to be the Heat. And it's like, no, the Heat are going to beat the piss out of them. That's not good for basketball. And, like, the Heat just beat the piss out of the Thunder. I think they swept them. If they didn't, it didn't go more than five. Like, it was like, oh, God, these babies. Like, y'all can't beat this team.
Okay.
Attendance pressure.
Yeah. Is there pressure? Is there attendance pressure?
Yeah.
I'm listening.
I think so. I think that there is a little bit of pressure. Now, pressure on
and who? And let me open it up. 81-50-93-9 is the number. 38-31-93-9. Do you feel like there is attendance pressure to pack the stands? Is it – oh, or listen, because here's the other thing.
I don't know about pack the stands. I think those days.
I know, but yeah. You understand what I'm saying. Like, okay – 19,000, you know, to have full, we are in here represented, you know, that like that kind of thing.
Well, we talk a lot about being such a passionate group that I do think that it's like, I think even early season, I don't know that the excuse of like, man, the games ain't good. Like, no, dude.
Yeah, it's still, yeah. Okay, that's what I'm asking. Like, when you start talking ticket sales and then you start talking post-COVID season, then you start talking about, you're bringing in a new offensive style of play. Will the curiosity be high enough to let me see these guys in person, you know, to see if there's a pace? Because, again, so, you know, detractor will say it's the Mac style. It's the pack line that costs, you know, like, and I don't know if detractor's voice is even matters.
Right.
But you understand what I'm saying? Like, or is it like the you need to just win, you know, and winning will pack the stands. Like,
yeah.
Like where do you fall on the sliding scale of is there pressure to make sure you have a good crowd, to make sure you have a good representation? Is it a team style pressure? Is it a coaching pressure? Is it a marketing pressure? Are we like at a crossroads? And, you know, because, again, you'll have somebody come out of left field and say, well, I'm not going because they're getting paid now. You know, it's just like.
Then there's somebody else to take the ticket. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, okay.
Yeah. That doesn't bother me. I do think that it's a little bit to do also though with your home schedule, because I think it's because the pressure can be divvied out a little bit. Like, I think that the school needs to understand where we're at too. I think they are with what I saw. I think I saw that some packages are starting at like $325. Mm-hmm. That's pretty cheap.
Mm-hmm.
For basketball,
mm-hmm.
Like, I'm sure there might be a donation with that too, but yeah. I haven't read into that, so I'm sorry if anybody's listening from the school that I'm not trying to give out false info there. But it's, I think there is a little bit on them to say, okay, you got to understand where we're at right mm-hmm. now. And I think you do need to make some of it a little more economically possible mm-hmm. for people. I think that there's the ACC automatically gives you games.
Uh-huh.
Like, I believe Duke's coming in. Right. I believe, we know Virginia's coming in. We know.
Steve, you weren't listening. I just read the.
I was not at all.
The Duke, North Carolina, okay. and Virginia.
Are all coming in. Yep. Yeah. So, like, those are kind of built in with the ACC. I think it's always good to try in the out of conference.
Yeah.
I don't know this year if they're really able to. I know we're going to the Bahamas. I know that we have the game at Michigan State. Mm-hmm. Kentucky is at Kentucky this year. So I don't know that there's going to be a
marquee out-of-conference game.
There probably is one I'm forgetting.
You got to stick something in here.
But I think it would be a good idea to try to give that. But, yeah, so I think that pressure could be divvied out. But I do think that after last year, there should be no and it's a team, like, I don't care what the local sell job is, that the narrative that Louisville fans are excited about this team, okay?
Like, sell job.
Yeah, like Louisville fans aren't. Well, there's an audience. There's a group out there that tries to tell you like that Louisville fans aren't excited about the team. Now they hate this or that, whatever. Like, that's not true. I mean, so it's like Louisville fans are excited about this team, and I think that there's a newness to this team that I think there is a little bit of pressure on the fans too to get out and watch them.
Let me get to the phone lines, Nikki. You are aware that we can't do this from inside the booth. Cody, thanks for joining us on 93.9. What's on your mind?
What's going on, guys? How you doing? Long time no talk.
good, man.
So, okay. Sorry, my dog just walked out of my room. Okay,
fair enough.
So, with the attendance thing, I think that what's going to bring people back to the stands is just consistency, like with the product on the floor. Now, when you had Rick Pitino, it's like even if we didn't play that well, it's like you knew what you were going to get every single night. With Mac the last few years, whether if it's a personnel issue or maybe just the offense doesn't resonate with the players, like you really don't know what you're going to get sometimes. You really can't pinpoint what he runs on offense and what to get excited about. And sometimes it seems like we play down to the lesser competition, which really frustrates a lot of fans when I see it. So even if we do win, it just seems like it's a lot harder. So I think that with bringing in Ross, if this offense is really going to change and it's going to change for the better, I think that if fans consistently see it executed right, I think that they're going to get more excited to go to games and actually watch a fun product on the court. Because Mac is good at getting the team ready for big games, but just sometimes the lower level competition, the offense can get stagnant and you can kind of feel the air get rushed out of the building sometimes, if you know what I mean. So I think if there is a product on the floor that's more consistent, I think more people will be excited to go out and actually watch it in person. Do you know what I mean?
I do appreciate the call.
Appreciate it. To an extent.
Yeah, how much of that is Louisville and how much of that is everybody plays down, you know, a lot of times?
Mac actually is pretty dang good early season. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I think the argument is actually, if you want to, is later, you know.
Well,
I mean, I don't necessarily have that argument. Let me
ask this question. Would having more dunkers change that?
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah, sure. But, I mean, like I said.
Y'all are going to get so mad at me. I mean, I'm going to bring up. Listen.
Yeah, if
you had a lot more dunks and a lot more high-flying basketball, even against some of the lower-level teams, you would bring in more.
Absolutely.
You would bring in more excitement.
Absolutely. But I mean, yeah, I think to an extent, yeah. But I don't think that's necessarily why fans aren't coming. I mean, I'm sure they're
or
wouldn't come. I'm sorry.
Right. Like, there's not a put it this way. There's not a systematic issue. Anything about the attendance would be across the boards.
Yeah, no, you got to win. I mean, I think that's pretty much where it's
get good teams on the schedule and beat good teams.
Yeah, play good teams and beat them.
The same routine applies. Coming back, we're gonna talk a little football. I got to ask you a question about the plug and play and who's it on. Middays with Marcus Maben on 93.9 The Ville.
a glass box around her and she'll break.
I can help.
If you try to cage her in, she'll light the match. Well, she's like an animal, it's in her blood. She will turn every chain into dust, into dust, into dust.
You no no. You turn my microphone on and you tell everybody what you just told me right now.
Okay, so I was like, I need to get some royalty free jam.
Okay.
And I previewed it beforehand, and I clicked it past, you know, the ad on YouTube.
Uh-huh.
And I kind of just went to this part, like the bass drop, and I didn't hear anything about that, like. Not that I'm against it, but
yeah,
hear all that female empowerment like at the beginning, and I was like,
no, listen, I was waiting. I was waiting for the bass to drop, and I'm like, I can't talk until I hear the actual music on what this sounds like. But yeah, anytime you give me the royalty free heads up, I'll leave it off mute.
Let it breathe a little bit.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to do. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maybin, 8150, 93.9 is the number, 93.9. Is the station. So Steve wants to remind you of one other thing before I take him to court.
Okay, fair enough. To address competitive hiring climate in the Louisville area, UPS will offer a retention and attendance bonus. In 2021, you'll earn up to $18.50 per hour. You might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college and $325 per month towards expenses. Enjoy an active job and big-time growth opportunities at UPS. Big time, man. They're doing their thing.
So, I'm sure people are wondering right now, what is Steve going to court for this time? Steve,
kind of curious myself.
Is a representation of a certain delegation. I will elaborate shortly, but before we have to assign the characters, you are the defendant. I was going to make you the plaintiff. Actually, I will make you the plaintiff on this one.
Okay.
Because you did an excellent job of being the plaintiff in our pre-show meeting.
Okay.
I'm going to need one Judge Valvano, okay, and Judge 8150939 is the number, and Judge 3831939 text line.
Okay.
Nikki, midday docket, case number 600492. Let it go. Steve has a complaint as the plaintiff. Steve is under the illusion, Steve has the impression that the big man expends more energy than the guard. Steve, as the plaintiff, went into an impassionate speech about his life. You ask me who hurt me? Now listen to Steve and ask him who hurt him. The plaintiff, take it away.
Well, my argument is...
No, start with your story first. Start with your story and your co-defendants. Or they were the co-defendants, okay, but they're a part of your case.
Well, like when we're in a league, okay, and I'm decently skilled on the post, right?
Turn it up a little bit, Nick.
So here's the problem. When you got somebody on you that you can kind of work, not easily, but you're scoring on them,
uh-huh,
and guards, Clay in particular on this one, they have the tendency,
yes,
to come down, throw you the ball, you go up, you make a good move, you score in a tight game or something, and then they come back down and they're just like, hey, rummage, get on the block, hey, get it to Steve,
right,
throw it in, okay, all right, now they're starting to double me, so now I'm kind of, oh, gotta make a move, okay, boom, 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 all right, score, oh, okay, now I'm back,
so you score back-to-back buckets,
yeah, now we go down, we're playing defense, we get back down, and I swear if he's not like, hey, get on the block, I'm like, hey, man. Like, anybody else trying to score? Or is this just, are we just going to do this? Because it's much harder for me to have to beat bang down here and get a bucket than it is for you to pull up and shoot a jumper. Like, why don't you pull up and shoot a jumper? Why don't you do something? So then here's the problem. The other problem is I'm a pretty good passer out of the post. But then when you score a couple times, they throw you the ball, and then everybody just stands there. And they're just like, all right, let's watch Steve go to work. And it's like, okay, I mean, this is cool, but I can't breathe. Okay? Like, I'm hurting here. Like, somebody want to help out. Like, now they're triple teaming me. Anybody wants to cut, I will find you. Like, I will find you. Okay? This is something you'll see at the fantasy camp. I will find you if you cut. Like, I'm going to get you the rock, okay? Or if you're a good shooter, I'm going to get, like, I'm a zone buster, dude. You put me in the middle of the zone, I'll eat a zone up in mentally. You know, Division I, but, like, I'll trash it. I'm like, yeah, I'll trash it. So here's the thing. And I'm like, and then guards, they just kind of like, just dribble around. It's like, dude, shoot the ball.
So I'm listening to Steve and his impassioned speech of representing the big man delegation. And I'm thinking, this all sounds like you problems. I am physically being Clay right now. You just got a bucket. Okay, you either spun left or spun right.
Yes.
And got a jump hook.
Yes.
I had to bring the ball up the court, keep this Pat Beverly guard up off this basketball. I had to dribble, 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 spin move, round the back, shake, bring it up the court. Just to get the ball to you, you're already, all you did is jog down there and posted your big rear end up right on the block. I thought you wanted to eat. So we say, feed the big man and let him eat.
Yes.
And you have a problem. On the third possession, you scored back-to-back. As a guard, I'm like, I would get mad at Clay if he didn't give you the ball the third time. And if you think that the guards have an easier time scoring, mm-hmm. you are,
I do think this.
As a guard, I'm like, we are running off cuts. We are running on down screens and pop-up back screens, and we're running baselines, and look how much running. All you do is, you are literally a walking Stonehenge.
Must be insanely tough.
You are
to bring the ball.
You are literally a walking brick wall for me to run to that side of the court and back to this side of the court full speed and curl and flare, and you're literally just setting picks. Don't tell me you're tired. You're working a guy on the block.
Yes.
So I'm listening to this, and I heard you, but I'm like, whose job is harder, people? The guard or the big man? I mean, Judge Balvano, the floor is yours.
Well, you both make compelling arguments.
Thank you.
I could put this to the people, Bet Rivers Twitter poll. I could put that on 93.9, the Bills Twitter page. I actually might just do that because this is a democracy after all.
It used to be.
It used to be.
Until they started forcing you to. Never mind. Keep going.
Damn it, Marcus. Here's the thing. It's different types of toughness. And I lean. Now, I'm not a big guy, but the big guy mindset is definitely much more akin to me. I'm not what you would call necessarily athletic, but
the Lord didn't bless me. What did he say on Bobby Boucher? He said the Lord didn't bless me.
but with good looks, huh?
Yeah. And a functional
record. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Not what she would call attractive. I'm doing the Chris Farley thing now. No, okay. I don't have a ton of quick fiber twitch muscles, so. For me to do what a backcourt player would do would take a ton of energy. That said, there is a lot more running. There's a lot more ground to be covered. I do feel like there's a lot more work. However, you're basically a sports car. Backcourt guys are sports cars. What do sports cars do? They drive. They drive. It's a lot easier for them to go 0-60 than a Raptor truck.
Right.
I mean, so I do think I just think it's different. I do think that
Are we going to get our first Brian Hall?
He's kind of Brian Hall.
Okay.
Kind of 50-50
guy.
If I have to give the nod, I will say this. There was a time your boy was in shape. I ran cross country, and it wrecked me. I got more hurt doing that until my kidney almost exploded in college, but that's a different story. I got more hurt running cross country than I did in hockey because it tore my body up. So I have a ton of respect for the athletic, yep. The traditional athletic. That said, nothing is more exhausting than have you ever wrestled Have you ever done any like combat sports or anything like that?
Yes.
When you're actually bodying up on somebody,
yeah,
it is a different type of toughness. So,
I agree.
So with that said, I give the nod to the front court. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Here's the thing. Here's the thing. You're talking about.
I took this case pro bono.
Your question was what, Marcus? Who works harder? Yes. Who works harder?
Yeah, who has the more difficult task?
That's it. You said who has the more difficult task? To body somebody up and beat them physically, which is what you're basically doing.
Y'all must lack fundamentals.
Listen. We do. Yes.
Yes, that's why we're bigs.
Yes, the defense rests. <Yes. laughs>
Listen, because fundamentally.
Like, for the love of God, nobody's arguing this.
Get good post position and jump hook. See, you young punks. You young punk big men, you don't want to use the glass. That's why you're down there working so hard.
Yes.
Post up on the block, jump hook left, bang. Jump hook right, bang.
Yeah.
Use your fundamentals, and it wouldn't be this difficult.
Fundamentals, dude. I'm Mr. Footwork, all right? As you'll see at the fantasy camp in September.
Plug that again.
Listen, I'm Mr. Look, up and under, one dribble, spin, off the glass. That's a lot of work.
Oh.
Look, I'm not. Look.
Guards right now are like, dude, get off the block and let me have the ball.
So I know it's tough for Noah Locke to run down the court, catch it, and shoot the three on the fast break.
You know how hard he has to work to get open for that three?
No, Ross McMahon said just run.
Okay. I'm thinking Steph Curry now moving around and everything like that and like, you know, perpetual motion and everything.
He went zero to the best running guard, the best
yeah, exactly.
The
yeah.
hardest working guard.
Steph Curry.
No nuance.
You're right, Rip Hamilton just running to figure eights the entire possession to get open.
That energy is crazy, but it's like it's built for that, man. Like I mean, I'm not saying like they don't work hard. I'm just saying that. No, okay, here's the thing. Moving around, being a perpetual motion machine, working their ass off. So much so I hit my microphone and knocked it away from my face there. They are working their ass off. That said, if it was me,
right,
what would exhaust me more? And keep in mind, I'm not a Ford Raptor. I'm like a crappy Bronco or whatever. But I'm not built for running around. It tore me up when I did it.
Right.
That said, what would exhaust me more is battling somebody in the post. Wrestling and everything like that. And this is coming from a guy who doesn't like to run.
You can take that and you can hear me in the background.
Yes.
The only reason I had to take this to court is because you did say like an offensive lineman.
Yeah.
Even though that's an extreme example, Steve.
It's kind of, but I mean.
You need to learn how to flop more on the block
like
or something.
When you're running down the court, dude, bigs, you're like, they're laying on each other, man. you're hitting the whole way down.
When
like,
you said offensive lineman, I said, okay, maybe you have a point. You do get a lot of downtime. My God. You're the last one, a drag screen. How hard is it to
you go tell Steve Enoch right now, playing in Coach Mac's system, he got a lot of depth. That poor guy was out at half court and back to the rim five times a possession.
It's a straight line run every time. A straight line. We run suicides all day.
Yeah, and I'm carrying 150 more pounds than you are.
I was going to say, yeah.
So now you strap on 150-pound weight and do it.
Baylor's big man was skinny.
That is true.
You're the problem. Get me Rick Pitino.
That's fair.
Get everybody down to, what, 2% body fat?
That's fair. Listen, that's fair enough.
So what did the text line say, Steve?
Because
the guards are cringing right now.
It's different muscles. Somebody said guard. Somebody said, let's see, it's like doing a max bench versus a lot of reps at low weight. Somebody said maybe.
That's a stellar example. That's well done.
Yeah,
line.
I thought that was a good one. Somebody said, maybe did you get your washer and dryer moved?
That thing's awesome.
That was somebody just sabotaging. I can install new ones and take your old set off your hands if you need.
You're only about a month and a half late.
We could have used you a couple weeks ago.
We really could have.
812. It's an 812.
I told you, man, them 812s.
Watch those 812s.
Okay, there was a subject I meant to get to. I think we still have enough time to kind of jump in it. We had Gunter Brewer on. You said you have two clips of Gunter Brewer. I have not looked at my phone. Which one out of the two, which one would bring the most interest to the show?
Speaking of this, let me say this really quick. It's funny you're going to football because did you notice I was a touch distracted during that doc?
I did.
Okay. I was deciding where I wanted to sit for the Chick-fil-A kickoff game.
Fair enough.
Talk about multitasking.
I was just sitting there pulling up the looking at the seating section. So I was like, where do I want to sit? Ooh, back row is pretty good because I can stand up. I was just like, yeah, Biggs. And look, and this is what was happening over here. We're going big, yeah. Bigs are better. And then,
I need a gavel. I would have.
Do I want to? Do I think we'll beat Ole Miss? Do I think? I'm
just kind of Esquire, like, no seat hub in the courtroom.
Listen, you have that sliding scale of our chance to win versus how close I need to be to the field. I'm not going to spend all my money to get right down the field if we don't have a chance, because I don't want front row seats to get bludgeoned.
Yeah,
but if I think we really got a shot, then I want to be down there really, really close.
Yeah, it's like, do I? So I was kind of like back and forth in there, yeah. So.
Fair enough. Okay, bring whichever one you thought would get the most content.
Ooh, Gunter Brewer.
All right, well, I feel like they both kind of tie into one another, but I feel like this first one, they both involve NIL. And Gunter Brewer talked about how
they only clipped up name, image, and likeness.
That's all I got from now. Look, I will say this: I could have easily done this myself, so I don't want to throw the intern under the bus. But this is what the intern
was. Was it Charles? It was Charles.
It was Charles who cut this. This is the thing.
Lost all his credibility.
This is the thing. I feel like
he's getting poisoned.
Yeah.
He's getting poisoned.
I'm not going to say I'm a chef, but I've been around a kitchen in this analogy, and I was hungry. I could have easily whipped myself up something that was better. And I went to the young sous chef.
No.
I was like, make me something delicious.
No.
And he came in with a grilled cheese.
No.
And I like grilled cheese, but yeah, this is on me. All I had to
do. This is how it starts, Steve. This is how it starts, Nikki.
Yeah.
I bet he talked about how good the wide receivers are looking. Listen, the biggest concern, are they going to be able to replace this guy? Are they going to, do they have some speed? Do they have this guy? I talked to Randy Moss yesterday and we were talking about this. I bet it was a ton of good sound and they have tainted Charles already.
Charles. And
we had Gunter Brewer.
And ruined our last 5 minutes.
He was going to be the star of our last 5 minutes.
This was.
We were going to use his sound sheet.
We set the whole show to dismount
the
with
culmination
this.
Of the entire show was going to be people worried about. Listen, I even heard you and them this morning. The amount of offense we've lost, compared to most other teams. And what are we going to do about fixing that? And then you had Gunter Brewer, who is the head coach, will we say he has the biggest Rolodex on the team?
Sure.
The biggest,
I would think so.
The biggest name Rolodex on the team?
Yeah.
I mean, his resume is impeccable. You mean to tell me, out of all of the Drew Diener interview and Gunter Brewer, all we got is two...
I'm trying to think of the movie this is off of. Look, I'm pissed off. So I'll tell you what it is. Like, why can I think of the movie? I know I'm ruining this because it would be funnier if I just said it.
Like, if you just knew it.
If I just knew it. But he's like, I'll tell you what I am. I'm pissed off.
Okay. Now I just got to screw it up. Steve, what position is the easiest plug and play between running back and wide receiver?
Wide receiver.
Oh, so yeah.
Are you happy, Nick?
Yeah. So
are you happy?
Wide
receiver.
So,
because it's just athletes. It's a little more. You're not really getting worried about the tackle, because at wide receiver you can make the catch, and most of the time that is enough. You know, right, and so if you can break a tackle.
So if your
great.
Biggest, yeah. So everybody, if your biggest worry was replacing a wide receiver, Steve thinks like that's kind of one of the easier positions.
One of the easier spots.
Especially when you know you have a team full of having two. You've been known to have too many wide receivers for the last 5 years.
We have speed.
Why do you have so many wide receivers?
Jordan Watkins.
We have Marshall.
Marshall.
Yeah.
Braden Smith, Shaywertz. Huggins Bruce is going to be a guy.
The other fast kid, Harrell.
Yeah. Harrell and Huggins Bruce, I think, are going to be really quick.
Yeah.
But right. I think you can plug and play there, and it's just by sheer number. Running back's a little bit tougher.
Because, yeah, they have to react to the stretch zone a little bit different. They have to read the hole and go downhill the same way. Sorry we didn't get all of Gunnar Brewer's comments to kind of back up what we were talking about.
Yeah.
No. We saw it coming. We saw this coming a long time. And the fact that he's getting ready to leave pretty soon, this is how long it took for him. For him to show his true colors.
So here we are.
It was a good run.
Yeah, and I don't really know. Now it's 11:55, and I don't know what to do because we had this set out to 11:57. And now... I mean, what do other shows do when they run out of time?
No, they don't worry about that because they have sound sheets that are longer than...
Nick, did you get us a sound sheet?
Did you give us a sound sheet of everything every other show said?
We told you to listen.
You listened to 3 hours of Drew Diener. You listened to 3 hours of The Take.
Did he snort or fart and you didn't get it?
Yeah, because we need to play that sound every 3 minutes.
Nick?
We need some sound so we can open our show with how, you know, the Coach Mack is, if he doesn't land Marcus Carr, then the fans need to revolt. We literally need the edited copy and paste clip of everybody in the building saying, if Mack doesn't land Carr, then, you know, then he's not a good coach.
Yeah. And then... And then you turn around and say, what? They may not even play in the tournament this year. But yeah.
I see what you guys are doing.
But yeah, but he's got to land this guy, right? Yeah, or he sucks.
Oh, I mean, okay. they listen, we got to start the show with.
Got me.
Well, if they want Carr, then that must mean West sucks and LL sucks and Noah Locke sucks. Because if you want another guard, that just means the sell job you've given us. It means everybody sucks.
But Kofi going to Kentucky, even though Kentucky's got five bigs already, is totally fine. It's totally fine. That just means they're loading up. They're loading up and getting better. The chick blew up his butt. to dominate. Because they dominate the rivalry. Turmoil at Louisville.
How do we set up turmoil today?
Perfect.
Oh, are you going to play us out with anything? Or are you just going to cut?
He's not even going to play us out.
I couldn't find the music bed.
Just cut us off, Nick.
Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker. Earn $14.50 plus up to $425 in weekly bonuses depending on shift. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
CarMax is hiring experienced auto technicians for many of its 200-plus stores nationwide. If you're looking for a job where you can make a great living while working on the cars that you love, then CarMax is the place for you. Join CarMax to grow your technical expertise and work with state-of-the-art tools and technology. Work with the cars you love. Join CarMax. Apply today at CarMaxAutoTech.com.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.
Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker. Earn $14.50 plus up to $425 in weekly bonuses depending on shift.
Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
CarMax is hiring experienced auto technicians for many of its 200-plus stores nationwide. If you're looking for a job where you can make a great living while working on the cars that you love, then CarMax is the place for you. Join CarMax to grow your technical expertise and work with state-of-the-art tools and technology. Work with the cars you love. Join CarMax. Apply today at CarMaxAutoTech.com.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.